Eva Vonderman, this is an amazing story. How did you find out about it?
Well, I think the story really came to me because there was this person, Lennart von Post in Sweden, who had heard about me as a filmmaker. I live in Vancouver, but I'm Swedish. And who wrote a book, or it's just a very small book that depicted the life of Petter Norberg, who was a Swede who left Sweden at the end of 1800s and ended up in Canada and married a Gwich'in woman and had three children. And his life is just an amazing life. So he sent me the book and asked if I was interested in doing something with it. And after reading what all he did, I thought this really is the story that should be told. So that's how it started. And I found out that the great-granddaughter to Petter is Edna Elias, who was then the commissioner up in Nunavut. And when I contacted her, she said that it had been on her bucket list to trace her Swedish ancestors. So we started elaborating on what we could do and so forth. And then all of a sudden, I get a phone call from a Fredrik Norberg, or Norberg, a real Swedish pronunciation. And he happens to be the great-grandson of Petter's brother, who stayed in Sweden. And he's now writing a novel based on Petter's life. So all of a sudden, I had this whole story just coming to me. And I came up here in Kugluktuk in August last year just to kind of do research and meet Edna. And I set up a first meeting with Fredrik and Edna over Skype. And we filmed it, which is in the little demo that I have on the website. And she invited him to come to Canada, and because he wanted to experience what Petter could have lived like here in the north. So now we set up this trip and to experience winter up here, and I tell you, we experienced winter, even if it's probably worse in the December months, but it's been cold, and they've certainly had a lot of experiences, I think, that isn't too different from what Petter would have done, seal hunting and fishing, and yesterday we went to the Bloody Falls, where Petter actually, his last journey, because they found his canoe there, but they never found his body, but he vanished at the Bloody Falls at the Copperman River, so that was very emotional and a beautiful trip, and we got lots of great footage to put this together.
So when are you planning to release the movie?
Well, it's actually Swedish television came on board with support. So this is the broadcast that really is the one that will air it. I have set a delivery date of the 31st of December this year, so I haven't had a actual air date in Sweden yet, but it's still available for a Canadian broadcaster because I've been trying to get somebody. So it's a fantastic story, and it's really interesting scenario. So I hope I will get somebody who can be part of this here in Canada.
Hmm. Tell me, what was it like? Have you talked to Fredrik about his experiences? What was it like for him to come and experience the Arctic firsthand?
Well, I just had him actually interviewed. He just left on a flight on first air down to Yellowknife and onwards again. And it was, I think he really liked the fact that he didn't realize how cold and how it could have been. Now, of course, they have modern clothing that is easier maybe, but the chill factor when you're out in the wind and fishing and being stranded. So I think that was his main thing, to just imagine being completely out here and that people still live more or less in the same way with their fishing and hunting and a very close community. Everything has to be flown in, and you don't have any restaurants. You don't have any shops, really, to talk about except for the co-op. So it's a huge difference in lifestyle for what he experienced. And in Sweden, of course, like he said, he doesn't have to do any of this. He just goes to the shop and buys vacuum-packed salmon, which is quite a contrast. So my fascination, which is really the fact that how these two brothers back in the 1800s decided to live in different places and for one to take off, how very different the ancestors live today. So it's an interesting study to see how what would it have been like if Petter had just stayed in Sweden. Nothing of this had ever happened. So it's interesting.
How about Edna? How is she? She's quite an educated woman and knows the southern experience perhaps better than it would have been in Frederick's case, but what was it for her? What was it like for her to discover her Swedish ancestry?
Well, you know, it's very interesting because she has heard about them. She didn't know everything. I had the book that was from Lennart in Sweden is in Swedish, and Frederick was translating little portions of it to her that he had found through research, through archives, through letters that Petter wrote to his brothers and so forth. So it's all this very interesting that we find out about. And one thing she was very, concerned about was, the story is very interesting because you really have to see the film, I guess, because I probably shouldn't tell all of it because it will take me a while. But there was something that happened when he was told, or Edna was told that Petter had been sold by the parents as a farmhand, and that was very emotional for her. I mean, she really, it touched her to tears because of some things that she had been blaming him for, or her grandfather, who was obviously Petter's son. So there were some revealing of stories that she didn't know that happened while we were filming. So it's I think she was very grateful that she had the opportunity to find out. And they sort of were on this journey together, traveling where he might have been, talking about Petter's life and where he might have been. And there is also an island named after Petter called Norberg Island up here. And one of the things that he did do was to be the second person traveling the Northwest Passage on a small vessel without an engine. And he was also found pieces of the Franklin expedition that he wrote a letter to Rasmussen, who actually went and got really the credit for finding these particular remains. And in this letter, it proves that actually Petter knew, or he had been told by the natives or the Inuits, that this is where they had found these remains. So I find that there's so many stories connected to this Petter Norberg that really will be interesting to put together as a documentary.